Like, how much did those injuries kind of, not set back, but impact your season? Even when you got back?
Yeah. Think about that first one against Florida. I mean, it was pretty bad luck. The guy just kind of fell on me and injured my hand. But I felt like when I came back from that injury, I was in a good spot. And then that second one against Boston was, I don't know, just bad timing. And it was definitely tougher to come back from that one. I'm hoping this summer I can find a way to set myself up where I can keep myself healthy for a full 82 games. I think it'd be interesting to see how how well I can do in not having to miss 6 weeks at a time, 4 to 6 weeks at a time. So,
how do you deal with that, especially mentally?
You just gotta like work hard. The trainers here are pretty good at keeping the injured guys in shape and working them out. And Ty's a good skill coach, but that. The first one, I got to go on the California road trip, so it was nice mentally. I was around the guys. And then that second one, they were gone for 8 days. It, like, rained every day in Pittsburgh. It was a little depressing just sitting in my house after being at the rink for a few hours and then having nothing to do. So it is tough mentally sometimes.
With some days after the season has ended now, what is your thought, your feelings on the season as a whole?
It was a pretty good season. Had its ups and downs. I think just from the standpoint where we stand as a team and organization, just from the top down, everyone cares a lot. I remember at different points in the season when we were kind of in a wild card spot and still pretty far out from playoffs. There'd be talks about how we need to be better and winning's just it's a culture here. I know the exit doesn't really reflect that right now, but everybody cares a lot and nobody wants to be in this situation right now.
What can be done to limit the inconsistency that was here this season?
I think if you kind of look at a lot of our losses, we've had the lead and we just played careless hockey, whether it's line changes, not managing the puck well. And it's just little details that can be corrected, but it starts with conversations, and we've had them. But I think this series kind of showed us that a lot of goals they scored were just off our mistakes and bad line changes and turnovers that could have easily been avoided. So I think coming into next year, hopefully that's something everybody kind of starts to realize over the summer.
Does that just sort of curse your luck with some of the bad luck you've had with the injuries?
Yeah, I was just talking about that a little bit earlier, but having someone fall on your hand isn't the most ideal way for it to break. But I'm hoping next year I could find a way just to stay healthy and keep my body healthy for a full 82 games.
Does it change the way you approach the offseason and what you might do in training-wise or anything like that?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm going to sit down, after this with the strength coaches and some of the doctors and try to put something together in the next week or so and figure out a plan that'll work for me.
Has there been a changing of the guard in the last couple of years in terms of leadership in the room, more younger guys stepping forward? Or is it still kind of, the very veteran room here?
I'd say as far as being vocal, it's a little bit more veteran, but I think of Willie stepping up and trying to be more vocal and that's about it, honestly. Gensy doesn't really talk too much, but he's a guy that kind of leads by example. But I think some of the younger guys that have been here for a bit are starting to make that transition into more veteran roles.
You see how the Islanders scored, how the Islanders competed. Can guys like you and Cam Bluger potentially next year with the generate offense that way, turning people over the neutral zone, getting to speed quickly once you get the puck back, generating two-on-ones. Can you guys come into play and score goals in that context?
Yeah, I think so. For me personally, it's going to be a big offseason, and I definitely need to add a little more spark to my step. I felt I had that coming back from the first injury, and then after the second injury, it was you know, tough to have that hop in my step this playoff series. But I think like a guy like Bluger is really fast, he's skilled, and he's shown that he can score. You know, Canner, same way. He's done that. I remember that goal he scored against Columbus where he, it might have been Savard or something, he picked his pocket, went down and scored. Kind of put the nail in the coffin in that game. So if we could find a way to consistently do that and inject that in the lineup next year, I think it's going to help us a lot.